From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. At this hour, President Trump is calling for Muslim unity in the fight against terrorism. In his address in Riyadh to dozens of Arab and Muslim leaders at a regional summit focusing on combating extremism, Trump began by outlining why he made Saudi Arabia his first stop on his 9-day overseas trip.
I stand before you as a representative of the American people to deliver a message of friendship and hope and love. That is why I chose to make my first foreign visit a trip to the heart of the Muslim world, to the nation that serves as custodian of the two holiest sites in the Islamic faith.
Trump said the U.S. wants a coalition of nations who share the aim of stamping out extremism, describing the fight as a battle between good and evil. Ahead of the speech, Mr. Trump and Saudi Arabia's King Salman signed a nearly $110 billion agreement to bolster the military capabilities of Saudi Arabia. The defense deal becomes effective immediately. Japan is condemning North Korea's launching of a ballistic missile which landed in the Sea of Japan. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says North Korea's actions tramples on the international community's effort to resolve the matter peacefully and a challenge to the world. Abe said he hopes to make North Korea the main issue on the agenda at the G7 meeting later this week. Meantime, the White House recently issued a statement after North Korean missile launch a week ago that it should serve as a call for all nations to implement far stronger sanctions against North Korea. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.